Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Professor. Thank you for being in class with us today. We were talking about a game where a guy was beaten to death in the stands watching a game. Unbelievable. And I was telling Jason that I'm related to a guy through marriage who played second string quarterback for the Jets, New York Jets, and behind Joe Namath. Joe Namath was the quarterback, but this guy was like the replacement if something happened to Joe Namath. But I haven't seen him probably in 50 plus years or talked to him. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. Vince, I have some good news and some bad news. Good news, we found the F-35. I know you were looking for it in your neck of the woods. Vince, the bad news is we don't know why it crashed. Well, we do know why it crashed. It ran out of fuel. But it's a mystery, Vince, because we don't know why the pilot ejected and why if he had a wingman, didn't follow the plane. The plane flew on for many miles, looked perfectly fine, yet the pilot had bailed out. Just thinking out loud, Vince, did he decide the Air Force wasn't for him and he was going to bail out of his job or something? I hate to make bad jokes like that, but if the plane can fly on, this is common sense, Vince, right? If the plane can fly on perfectly well, for all the way across South Carolina and further, then what the heck was wrong with the plane in the first place? So I guess that's the bad news.
Bert, I read a little bit about that story. And so they found it 28 hours after the crash. But here's the thing. It was an $80 million fighter. And The interesting thing was there were two planes flying together, and one of them had a pilot. Now, the question is, did the F-35 that crashed have a pilot? Because what I read sounded to me like it did not have a pilot.
Well, I read the pilot bailed out. They recovered him. He was fine. By the way, I've heard other pilots.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
yeah.
right.
I have heard other pilots who have bailed out that the last thing you ever want to do is go through that. That's worse than the worst roller coaster, because you're ejected out at huge G's to make sure you're safely away from the plane, and then you're out mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere floating. I'm not sure if it's an automatic parachute. I would guess it'd be automatic in case you're injured, but nobody wants to have to do that. I've heard from a pilot who had to do that. So I'm sure they teach you that in class. So the big question on everyone's mind is, why did the guy push the button? They said it was some kind of a mishap. And now, of course, you know, the Internet is all full of speculation, and you can't trust 20 out of 10 things you read on the Internet. But I'm just throwing it out there. Could the plane have been hacked in some way, the electronics? Maybe it had a bug in it or something, or a virus, or somebody was sending a signal that screwed around with it. And, you know, maybe the pilot saw a warning light blaring on the instrument panel, and he figured he had to bail out. I don't know, Vince, but I have to say, just from common sense that I think lots of other people are thinking is, how could the plane fly on so far, apparently perfectly fine, level flight, till it ran out of gas, if there was something wrong with it? So, I don't know. My instinct would be to stick with the plane and try and land it, both for my own safety and preserve the $100 million that the country trusted in me. So, but I guess we don't know for sure, Vince.
The numbers are huge. So, in all respects, so this thing had a 18,000-pound payload, weapons payload. It could fly at 1,200 miles per hour. It had a range of almost 1,400 miles. The program for the F-35 aircraft cost $1.7 trillion with a T.
Yeah. By the way, we'll mention the class way over budget.
Yeah, yeah. And if you look at the cost per plane, it's $80 million a piece. And the wingspan is 35 feet. And the interesting thing is that there's a picture on the Internet of Joint Base Charleston in South Carolina. And the interesting thing is they've got planes lined up, you know, in a row, neatly organized, you know, like you're going to take a picture of it, of all these aircraft. It's exactly what we learned not to do at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Interesting.
Don't line up
that.
The planes.
Yeah, well, they were worried, Vince. I guess that, you know, who knows if it was proper worry or not, but they were worried about spies that would infiltrate the air bases and sabotage the airplanes, and they felt if they group them all together, they'd be able to protect them better. And all it did was provide the Japanese pilots go, wow, look at these. Instead of blowing up one airplane, I can blow up five or six at a time with every bomb I drop. So we lost, since pretty much every plane on the ground, those that could still fly went up to intercept the Japanese fighters, but they were quickly shot down. So we lost pretty much every single airplane we had at Pearl Harbor. Not only that, there was poor guys. There was a mission of, I think it was B-17s that were flying in to land. And we shot those down, too, because the guys were so trigger-happy. So wasn't a good day for Spence. Sorry to have to bring up Pearl Harbor. In this case, it was just one jet. But Vince, another instructor, sent me a message outlining the cost, which were staggering. And he said, in his estimation, and I guess he's heard this from other people, that in many respects, a properly outfitted F-16, now that's a pretty old fighter jet, can outperform the F-35A and outfight it in a dogfight and outperform it in most missions. So the F-16 is just a tried and true aircraft frame. So, oh well, there you have it.
You're talking about running out of fuel, but the interesting thing about when this thing crashed, It set a fire all around it. So there must have been some fuel. There must have, because it did catch the woods on fire where it crashed. And what's really interesting is this thing has a lot of electronics on it, an enormous amount of electronics. So we are depending more and more on electronics and less on skill, right?
Yeah. By the way, the fire could have been caused by other oils in the aircraft. And Ben,
yeah,
just throwing this out there, I'm sure there were some lithium batteries in that plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, why not? What other kind would they use, right?
Well, they want to use the most advanced everything. They made three variants, Vince, and the idea was to have an airframe that they could share the cost between the Air Force, the Navy, and the U.S. Marine Corps. And as I see it, when it finally came into production, only 20% of the parts were shared. Now, I assume that includes the main airframe, so that's a big part. But it just didn't pan out according to, you know, sometimes the simplest, quickest designed aircraft are the best. I think the P-51 Mustang was designed in a very fast cycle, and to this day, it's a remarkable performance single engine, you know, piston engine airplane that, and that, if you remember, that plane got through design into production, and we realized, well, we didn't realize how good it was until the British put a Merlin engine in it because it needed more power. And once we did that, man, that plane was unbelievable. And didn't take long to get it in production and out into the war. The F-35 just dragged on, and we spent money and billions, and didn't really work out too well for sharing it across the three services. So just throw that out to class that the crash site has been found.
I was talking with a guy decades ago who worked for Litton Industries. And Litton had a shipbuilding division, Ingalls. And this guy was telling me that, you know, when they'd build a ship, they'd start at each end of the ship, and they'd meet in the middle. And the Navy had so many change orders to the ship's design during construction. By the time the ship was nearing completion, the deck from the front to the back was a foot off. So it didn't line up by a foot because of so many change orders. They had like thousands a day. And, you know, class, here's something that's not discussed on radio. When a corporation bids a contract for the government, they bid it in order to win the contract, normally. And where they make the money is, so we'll build it according to your specifications, government. But if you have any changes to it, the cost of the changes will be determined later. So what happens is the change orders drive the cost, and that's why you have these magnanimous overruns in cost. I mean, they're just huge because of the changes. That's because the original design was not thought out properly. So, for example, if you're building a house, and the house is, let's say, $200,000 to build the house, and it's under construction, and then someone says, the bathroom? No. We want to make change to the fixtures, and so you have to change these walls. And while you're doing it, let's change the kitchen and move this wall. Once you do that, that $200,000 house can be $250,000 or $300,000 just because of the changes that would appear to be simple before construction, which are now a problem during construction. Just a thought, Bert.
Yeah. So, Vince, I think we have 2 hours today to discuss things, so we have a full syllabus. Vince, actually a lot of people have been asking us about the iPhone 12 and is it safe or not, because France has banned the sale until Apple can change the design or do a software update or show reason why it passes their test. So I have a little information. I delved into it because it is in our wheelhouse here on what we talk about. And after the break, I'll reveal some information that I was able to garner on exactly what was going on. And also in general, talk about how you should use any model iPhone, what you need to do to use it safely.
Or how you should not use any model.
Well,
iPhone, right?
That's safe as well.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First with us, Silicon Valley engineer, radio frequency engineer, patent holder. Bert, iPhone 12, it looks like France has put the clamp on the sale of the iPhone 12 because of fears of excessive electromagnetic radiation. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah. So Vince, what happened is France changed the way they perform what's called SAR tests. That's the test, the amount of energy that would get absorbed by closely holding the phone to your body. And they changed it from previously measuring at 5 millimeters away. So, class, that's a fraction of an inch. There's 23 millimeters in an inch, so you can figure that out. And they changed it to 0 millimeters. So basically holding it directly onto your ear or whatever you're listening with it. So, the reason that's important is we have something in radio field tests or just how you understand the way radio waves and antennas work, near field and far field. And there's a huge difference in the relative intensity between what we call near field coupling. That would be like holding two antennas right up to each other so they couple into each other. And far field coupling, where you just hold it out a wavelength or so. And that can be 1,000-to-1 difference in the amount of energy that would be received. And now that 0 to 5 millimeters is probably not 1,000-to-1, but it could be significant. It could be, let's say, double, for instance. And so that test alone affected it. Now, that said, even in my opinion, even the current phones that pass the SAR test, you shouldn't hold them up to your head. Because honestly, Vince, the tests are inconclusive. The industry says, oh, we've never proven that cell phone radiation is dangerous, but we've never proven that it's not dangerous. In fact, there's a lot of inconclusive tests, and there's a lot of evidence to say that there is medical problem from radiation. And we've discussed this before in class. It affects different people differently. Some people it's going to affect, some it's not. And it has to do with the intensity. It has to do with accumulative exposure to radiation, you know, how often. So I'm going to say that whether the iPhone 12 passes the French test or not, and, you know, they're going to make some software updates, I understand, to have it pass. But it doesn't matter. Even the phones that are passing SAR, in my opinion, it's still not safe to hold it up to your head. So what do? There's two things that you can do. You can hold it away from your head, put it against your monitor or against your coffee mug, and put it on speakerphone. Just doing that can make a difference of maybe 100 or even 1,000 to 1 in energy level. That's pretty significant. The other thing you can do, which is even better, is just use Bluetooth headset or any headset. It can be a wired headset for that matter. Wired, of course, there'll be no RF out of the ear plugs. If you use Bluetooth, there is RF in the ear plug, but it's very low level. The amount of energy from Bluetooth, even though, you know, it's plugged in your ear, is, you know, maybe typically on the order of a milliwatt or a few milliwatts, where an iPhone can go up to 600 milliwatts. So you can see it's 100 times worse, typically, let's say, to use your phone up to your head versus some earplugs. So, Vince, that's my take on it. And yes, it probably was failing the test. Now that they're testing it, even that 5 millimeters can make a difference in near field coupling, where it changes very rapidly as you get closer or further between the absorption device, which is your head, or it could be another receiving antenna. That near field coupling has a very big change as you change the distance. And you want to hopefully use your iPhone where you're far field away from it, and that would be, you know, let's say a foot, in my estimation, would be fairly safe. 2 feet even better. Then so that's what's going on, and apparently Apple will be able to make some changes and pass the test.
Bert, when we come back, I've got a couple questions about this. Maybe you can help flesh this out. SAR testing, which is a specific absorption rate testing. And what's used is liquid in a container that simulates the human head and how much RF it absorbs.
Over. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, you're talking about the radiated power of a cell phone. Roughly, I believe I heard you say 600 milliwatts.
Well, so that's the maximum power, Vince. Yeah, that's the maximum power. And there's a power control loop, so the whole system works best when all the signals at the cell tower arrive at the same power level. I won't go into why that's the case, but you know, intuitively you can kind of see it makes sense. So it only allows your phone to transmit as much as needed, which could be as high as 600 milliwatts.
Okay, and I've read that some phones are even higher than that. So not all phones are created equal or equally, and some have more radiated power, you know, stronger transmitters than others. But If we say 600 watts would be the maximum power transmission for this particular phone, if we contrast that to when you and I were growing up in the 50s and the 60s, we had night lights typically in the hallway, and these were 7-watt incandescent light bulbs, 7 watts. Subsequently, over the decades, they've been reduced by about half of that electric consumption to about 4 watts. So a night light incandescent would be 4 watts in today's world. But an LED night light is about 1 watt. 1 watt is 1,000 milliwatts. So 1 watt equals 1,000 milliwatts. So what we're saying, Bert, is that this cell phone radiates about 6/10 the electricity that is consumed by an LED light, night light. So I just wanted to let the class know. So what are we talking about? An infinitesimal amount of electricity? No, actually.
No.
Roughly 2/3 enough to light a night light. Yeah. Right next to your ear.
Yeah. Well, you're sort of confusing cats and dogs, though, because in a night light, most of that electricity is going into heat and infrared power, and in your electronic device. I mean, you could probably say the iPhone's consuming more than 600 milliwatts, right? Because that's the RF radiated power. It could be consuming a watt. And you remember some of the early iPhones, those big things were as big as a shoebox, and they were holding them up to their head. Well, it may have only transmitted 600 milliwatts, but it was probably sucking up many watts because they had so much inefficient circuitry in it. So I don't know if you can compare them directly because one is RF, you know, sort of electromagnetic energy. The other light bulb is going to be heat and light.
Yeah, but most of the electricity that's used by an LED goes to light as compared to an incandescent light, which roughly 90% of the electricity consumed goes to heat.
Yep.
So what I was just trying to say is 600 milliwatts, it may seem like, oh, that's nothing. Well, it's not nothing. It's 2/3 the amount needed to light a night light. As a matter of fact, if you made a smaller night light, you could probably light it up with 600 milliwatts as well. So the bottom line, Bert, is you're saying that distance is your friend. The farther away you are from that electromagnetic transmitter, the better. Which means that the farther you are away from a cell tower, the better, right?
That's correct. And it's not even linear. It's logarithmic. So you want to, if it's a cell tower and there's no other obstructions or reflections, when you double your distance away from it, your power level is going to go down by 4 times. Now, in reality, it goes down even further because of the way radio waves have reflections and other things. But if it was free space, it falls as the square of the distance.
Right. I used to know a guy who was a neighbor of ours, a few miles away. And I said, you know, there's a cell tower right across the road from you. And he said, yeah, you know, I gave my wife $500 to bribe the guy who was going to put it up, so he'd put it on my place. He's dead. He died of a horrific death.
Yeah. Vince, did he want it because he was getting royalties?
Or did he think he was getting
a better signal?
No, it's because he wanted the lease payments to lease the land to the cell phone company to put the tower up. And, Bert, by the way, what I've learned about that is you lease the land and then, like for 20 years, I guess they figure the towers are going to last 20 years, or the technology is going to last 20 years before it's obsolete, one of the two or both. And then what happens is you get to keep the tower and dismantle it, which would cost way more than the monthly fee that you would get, you know, once per month. So some of these guys are getting $600, $900, $1,200 a month. Maybe some are getting more than that. But if you think about it, class, you look around where the cell towers are, they're on the highest knoll in the area. Whatever the highest area is, closest to the main arteries, the roads, that's where they put the cell towers.
Yeah.
And so this guy was right across the road. He was probably, I'm thinking maybe 1,000 feet, you know, as the crow flies.
Yeah. Vince, I want to read you what... Go ahead.
You don't want one. You don't want one of these
no.
near you, class. You just don't.
But I want to read to you what the National Cancer Institute says about RF radiation from cell phones. And listen carefully how they word their statement. Quote, there is currently no consistent evidence that non-ionizing radiation increases cancer risk in humans. The only consistently recognized biological effect of radio frequency radiation in humans is heating. Well, if you read carefully their wordsmithing, they're hedging it, and they're really misleading the public. I don't know if, you know, they got some donations from the cellular industry, maybe. So it's true. There's, you know, if you say no consistent evidence, does, you know, what does that mean? A report every week? And the only consistently recognized effect is heating. So they use that word consistently, I think, in a very, a very tricky way. And since there's lots of studies that show there is effects of what they call non-ionizing radiation, in other words, your regular RF radiation, there are studies that show it is dangerous. And again, it's cumulative and it's logarithmic in terms of distance. So you want to, distance is your friend, and how often you do it is your friend.
Bert, I know for an absolute fact that I get confused by electromagnetic radiation. I'm talking about 1 gigahertz and higher. I know this for a fact. As I mentioned on the air, I used to work on computers at our factory. And I'd have them on a bench, and I'd take the covers off, and I'd load software. And when those computers hit a gigahertz on the way up to 3.2 gigahertz, when they hit a gigahertz with the metal covers removed so I could test them for heat and do quality assurance evaluations on our equipment that I was manufacturing, I would get confused when the computer central processing unit hit a gigahertz. And when they hit more than a gigahertz, I still got confused. So I was okay when they were at 16 megahertz and 25 megahertz and 33 megahertz. But when they got to a gigahertz, I became confused. So I know for an absolute fact that they affect me. And I don't think I'm the only guy on the planet that is adversely affected. Now, did it give me cancer? Not yet. Did it confuse me? Absolutely. If I were to take an IQ test after immersing myself in loading software on these computers, I would probably come out a world-class dunce. Seriously.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Literally, I would load, let's say, 8 software packages. I start with number 1, then load number 2 and 3 and 4 in sequence. And I would do 8 computers at a time on the bench. And I could remember everything that I did to every one of them until I got to a gigahertz. Then I couldn't remember what I just did. Okay? So I would get so confused I'd have to start over. Then I had to have to write notes to myself and put post-it notes on each one while I'm looking at them. Okay? So, and what fixed it? I put the covers on the computers. And then I was fine. Well, not immediately, but, you know, give me a few hours and I'd recover. So I know for a fact that it's serious. Back to you.
Yeah. Did you submit your computers you were building for FCC Class A or Class B Part 15 testing? Because there is, class may not know, there is a test that computers undergo to be sold, and Class A is for industrial, Class B for consumer, which is a stricter level. But they do test anything with a microprocessor for RF radiation that leaks out of it. And a lot of people were building clone computers in small numbers, don't do it, but you are required.
So are you asking me if I violated the FCC code? The answer is absolutely not. No, literally, Bert, I sent our computers to a testing lab in California, and I had them evaluated, and I have the charts and graphs as as measured for the electromagnetic radiation leakage. And here's something I'd like to say. So, class, if you ever looked in a computer, you will see that you'll have a chassis and you'll have the motherboard. And let's say you have peripherals that plug into the bus. So you might have a modem in the old days, a video card. You might have a parallel port. You might have a network card. You have these kinds of peripherals. And we had all of them tested. But aside from all of that, in the chassis, in the box, in the steel box of the computer, ours was a steel box, there was another steel box, which was the power supply. And the power supply was a box within the chassis box. And the reason is that bugger, that power supply, is so noisy electrically that it confuses the rest of the components within the computer. How about that?
Yeah, that's Vince, because it's called a switching power supply. It's more efficient than the old-fashioned. You probably remember old-fashioned power supply is pretty much a transformer, 1-4 rectifiers, and a big, huge filter capacitor. And that's, you know, power supply that we used for 100 years. You know, different voltage, use a different transformer, and that was pretty much it. But it's not that efficient because there's a lot of losses. There's losses in the rectifier, and then also it's unregulated. So when you take that voltage, you want to regulate it, meaning you don't want the voltage to vary as you draw more or less current. So you go through either a regulator integrated circuit or a discrete circuitry, and that is inefficient. So in other words, if you want 12 volts regulated, you might start with 15 or 18 volts and you drop it through the voltage regulator. So all in all, it wasn't very efficient. And, you know, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, engineers realized we can do what's called switching power supply, have a more efficient power supply, but there's a switching frequency in, you know, maybe hundreds of kilohertz, and that radiates all over.
Right, right. So that's why we had our power
supply. Silver has always
box.
Been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, did I hear you right saying that that the statement was there's no consistent evidence regarding the increase of maladies?
Well, yeah, so look very carefully how they
word. Read that one more time, please.
Yeah. There is currently no consistent evidence that non-ionizing radiation increases cancer risk in humans. Second sentence, the only consistently recognized biological effect of radio frequency radiation in humans is heating.
Okay, so we know for an absolute fact that if your microwave oven operating at 2.4 gigahertz is operating the way it was intended by the manufacturer and the engineers who designed it, when you push the start button, the electromagnetic radiation comes out of the magnetron tube. It hits the food inside the microwave oven, the chamber, the cavity, and the electromagnetic radiation forces the molecules of the food to rub against each other and get hot. We know that that absolutely positively happens every time. We know that, as long as everything's working according to the manufacturing design. Okay. So what you're saying is, or what they're saying is, there's no consistent evidence other than that. Well, if electromagnetic radiation consistently heats flesh, food, things with water in them, moisture, it absolutely, positively is damaging. There's no question about it. No question. But does it cause cancer consistently? I guess what you'd have to do is say, we'd like to have some volunteers, and we're going to blast you with microwave radiation from these cell phones, and you might get cancer, but want to sign up for the test?
Yeah.
Or do we want to do it to animals and kill them? And, Bert, do you remember the American Tobacco Company executives, top management, like CEOs, testifying in front of Congress that cigarette smoking does not cause cancer? They were asked, y'all think that smoking cigarettes causes cancer? Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
So what they say has no, to me, it has no influence on whether I believe them or not. Just because a corporate executive says it doesn't mean much to me. Heck, corporate executives say, yeah, it's okay, put the food, red dye, that's good, put red dye in our food, blue dye, that's good, green dye, that's good. Yeah, don't forget orange, add the artificial orange. They do this. They do things that are detrimental to our health. Why would I believe that cell phones don't cause cancer? I don't believe it for a second. I believe it does cause cancer.
Yeah.
And I still have a right to my beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's enough anecdotal evidence of heavy cell phone users who get brain cancer on that side of their head. And then so I'll give you another data point for class. Believe it or not, our military has actually designed a RF weapon. It's called the active denial system, and it doesn't use 2.4 gigahertz. It actually uses 95 gigahertz. It's being tested at the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. Basically, what it does is you point this weapon at a person or a group of people or rioters or the enemy in a military encounter, and it heats them up. And it heats them up in such a way that your instinct, overwhelming instinct, is to want to get out of that radio field. So if you think radio waves aren't dangerous, then I guess I'd ask the question, why has our military designed a, they call it non-lethal, but why have they designed a directed energy weapon that directly uses RF energy, in this case microwave energy, as the to penetrate the top layers of your skin with 95 gigahertz fence. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm looking for the page. I've got Judy Wood's book in front of me where people are taking their clothes off, jumping out of the World Trade Center. And, you know, we talked about this in the past. So you and I have talked privately about it. I believe that they were heated from within. Exactly what you're talking about. Heated from within.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but it is a system. And actually, it's been tested. You can, they have volunteers that say, you know, go in it for a small. I wouldn't volunteer, Vince, but they've had volunteers, and they said you just have an overwhelming feeling to run away. And you can't override it with anything you say or do. You just want to get out of it. It's interesting. They're pitching it to use for riots and not in open warfare, but who knows how it could evolve. And so it's called the active denial system. You can look
that's
it up.
That's exactly what it looks like in Dr. Judy Wood's book, where people are jumping out of the windows of the World Trade Center, taking their clothes off. Looks exactly like this denial system. Yeah. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.